hurry up, we're rolling.
All right, I'm going as fast as I can.
How can you forget about something as important as the podcast?
A lot has been happening lately, and it's the most hectic time of year, in my own defense.
Yeah, let's cut him some slack.
No! Move those buns! We've got a show to do!
Man, you're one tough customer, Leprechaun.
I'm the toughest! Now let's get going!
All right, I'm ready. Alex, my patient friend, can you please start the show?
Welcome, listeners, to Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast. Today's show starts in
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, it's a podcast. Another podcast, Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast. Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast. Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast.
Welcome, one and all, to this hectic, frantic, rushed,
anxiety-ridden?
Yeah, that too.
Oh yeah, nailed it.
Episode of Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast.
Yes, welcome. You know, Ishvan, I am on your side because my parents are frazzled these days, and so are like all my teachers at school.
Yeah, it's crazy. This whole year has been insane. Everyone I know is doing like way too much to keep things afloat. And in addition to like regular stuff, I've been working on music and film prep and, you know, all the other things. And I lost track of time and almost did not get this podcast done. I hope everybody out there can relate, but I also hope you guys are doing okay.
Well, I don't. Leprechaun, we have discussed this. Not everybody has endless pots of gold and magical powers at their disposal. Have a heart.
Oh, you're right. I forgot. I forget that everyone isn't as wonderful as I am. My apologies, everyone.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Empathy, for being so understanding.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm great.
Oh, my gosh. We got a ways to go. Okay, keep going. It's fun.
So, like I said, I have been working on good things, too. They're just very time-consuming. Alex, can you just give me, like, a little quick announcement sound effect, please? I have been doing film prep for days and days in the cold, cold basement in the form of Lego organization.
What the heck does that mean? Is that a camera technique or something?
Alex, can you tell him what Legos are, please?
Legos are small, colorful bricks of various shapes and sizes that can be snapped together to create different objects and models.
Yes, and we have tons that have been sitting in a bin for the longest time that I have been waiting for the right time to deal with and grapple with and organize.
How are things going, oh Lego master?
It's going slow, but it is going good. And I am nearing the end of the tunnel or whatever the expression is. And I've been trying to locate pieces for all of the sets, see which ones are missing, and decide which sets to feature on the Lego build videos that I have been promising.
Tell us, which ones have made the cut, Lego Whisperer?
Well, I'm kind of glad that you asked, because there are lots of mini and medium-sized. If anyone's familiar with Lego Friends, now when Evie was very little, you know, I loved Legos already, so she started getting sets, and they had just released all these Lego Friends sets, which are like houses and veterinarian places and cafes and all kinds of stuff, like regular settings and things. So we have tons of those that are really, really cool. We also, of course, have Star Wars sets because of me, and there are other random ones like a Beatles set and Hobbit sets and Lord of the Rings sets. We have all kinds of sets. So you will see Lego families, and you definitely will see Star Wars, and then I'm going to throw some other special surprise ones in as well.
Ooh, wonderful. I love Star Wars.
You do?
Yes, I do. Want to know why?
Yeah, why?
I like Yoda.
Really? I mean, I like Yoda too, but why do you like him?
Well, isn't it obvious? He's small in stature. He is green, but he's large as far as his wisdom and power. Remind you of anyone?
Oh, yeah, my dog Scampers.
Very funny. I meant me. So, yes, I'll be looking forward to the Star Wars builds, and I'll be sure to subscribe and smash that ridiculous notifications button, as if we don't need more things to be notified about. But this one's actually good.
Yeah, thanks for the endorsement. I think it's worth it for sure. So yeah, you guys do the same. Make sure you're subscribing to my YouTube channel. And yeah, hit notifications. Why not? Because hopefully these will start coming out pretty soon. I actually just posted a little reel on my Instagram, which shows the chaos that I am in the middle of. But it also showed some of the sets, the larger ones that are already rebuilt, which are really cool, and the other ones that are on deck. So once this gets rolling, I think it's going to be really, really fun.
Oh yeah, speaking of fun. everyone. It's fun. We have a very special and fun celebrity birthday to commemorate today.
Oh, that's right. Let's get to it.
Yes, because today is Monday, December 9th, and that means we want to wish a very happy birthday to the incredibly talented...
Margaret Hamilton!
Wait, what? Who the heck is Margaret Hamilton?
Oh, my goodness. The children of today are so ignorant of the greats. A better question is, who or what is a Minho?
Born on December 9th, Minho is a South Korean rapper, singer, songwriter, and actor.
A real multi-hyphenate.
Minho was born in Incheon, South Korea. He has a brother. As a child, his love for soccer came from his father being a pro soccer coach. His nicknames are Flaming Charisma Minho and Frog Prince Minho.
Is this real?
Don't interrupt.
Sorry.
Minho's official color is orange, and his fans are called Flames. Minho and label mate Amber have a cute song together called The Llama Song.
Seriously, what is going on?
Minho has acted in movies like Canola, Marital Harmony, The Princess and the Matchmaker, and Yumi Cells. He released his first full-length album, Callback, in November. And fun fact, Minho's ideal girl, well, let's let Minho explain in his own words.
I like it when a girl pushes her hair out of her face by tucking her hair over her ear while she is working hard on something. It's the little things like this that I like.
I think that pretty much says it all. Thanks, Minho. Back to you, Ishvan.
No, back to me. Margaret Hamilton is best known for her portrayal of one of the greatest characters in movie history, the Wicked Witch of the West from The Wizard of Oz. So happy heavenly birthday to a woman I wish was here right now, so she could unleash a bunch of flying monkeys on that Minho character.
Don't say that. The flames will come after you.
I'm not on social media, so good luck, flames.
All right, thanks, you guys. Those two birthdays pretty much cover the full spectrum of celebrity. And Margaret Hamilton's birthday in particular is leading us, I think, to a nice way to end today's show.
Oh, really? How so, my pretty?
Well, I've been singing a song in my concerts for quite some time from The Wizard of Oz. It's one of my favorites. And what do you guys say? We all sing it together to end this episode.
Well, that's a great idea.
Okay, then let's. So thanks, everybody, for listening. And please join us for our next episode, which, if you can believe it, will be our Christmas/New Year's Eve/last podcast of the season.
Are you kidding?
No, I looked and it's totally true. Then after that, it turns to 2025. So on December 23rd, meet us back here for our season ending episode. Okay, are you ready, guys?
Yes.
Let's do this.
A one, a two. A one, two, three. I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head, I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain. I'd unravel every riddle for any individual in trouble or in pain.
Oh, with the thoughts you'd be thinking, you could be another Lincoln if you only had a brain.
Oh, I can tell you why. The ocean's near the shore.
Oh, I can think of things I never thought before. And then I sit
and think some more. Oh, I would not be just a nothing. My head all full of stuffing. My heart all full of pain. I would dance and be merry. Life would be a ding-a-dairy.
What's a ding-a-dairy?
I don't know, but I would.
If I only had a brain.
Bye, you guys. See you in the next episode, the season finale. Until then, I'm Ishvan.
And I'm Toby.
And I'm the Leprechaun.
Goodbye.
Hi, guys. It's Ishvan.
And Toby.
And we want to thank everyone for listening to the show.
Yeah, and we also want to remind everyone to help us keep the show commercial-free by going to Istvan's Venmo virtual tip jar at Istvan Songs.
Yeah, that's Istvan Songs, and leave a much appreciated tip, big or small, to keep the podcast going into the new year.
Yeah, because we love making this show, and every little bit helps.
Again, that's at Istvan Songs via Venmo. Thanks, you guys, from all of us at Istvan's Imaginary Podcast.
Bye, you guys.